In January of 2016, Warriors executive board member Jerry West joined us for a conversation about a variety of topics, focusing on the team's success as it relates to identifying and developing talent. I'm Lawrence Scott, and it's always an honor to speak with Mr. West, an NBA legend with an illustrious career as both a player and an executive. We begin this conversation with leadership at the forefront of the discussion.
Coach Kerr has established a set of core values, and in this is a philosophy for the way he wants to see the team play. There's also a philosophy for what the executive team wants to see with the players on the court and how the business as a whole runs. How does Coach Kerr's values for the team align with the overall vision?
You know, I think first of all, you have to look at the ownership of the Warriors. A new, very vibrant group of people who have very lofty goals to make this franchise one of the best in the NBA. And in the process, the people that have been hired there have all had their own ideas about how and what's the best way to assemble players and bring their kind of players into an organization that is capable of winning at a very high level. And then the choice to hire Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's background, my goodness, a resume like his is unbelievably impressive. Championship basketball player, working with two great championship organizations, an announcer that was aware of what was going on in the game, a general manager. And when he was first hired, I knew we were going to get a uniquely different person. You know, if you look at him from a distance, he's a very nice guy. But underneath that nice person is someone who has a bunch of core values that are essential for the success of this team. Our championship year last year was truly amazing. He changed the culture of the way this team played. Ball movement, defensive play, unselfish play, starting different people, convincing people that they can contribute more by not being a starter and coming off the bench. He's unique. I love being around him. I love his humility. He's been an incredible voice for this organization.
You know, you started this with talking about ownership, identifying talent, and wanting an organization filled with the right talent. In their business careers, both Joe Lacob and Peter Guber have always sought to put the right talent in the right place. For the general manager, Bob Myers, who's in charge of placing the basketball talent in place, that's a big responsibility. But they identified something in Bob, as you've worked with him. How instrumental has he been to this entire process of making the right fit in all aspects of the organization?
Well, you know, I think the Warriors are lucky to have Bob. He's brought a stability in an organizational quality with some very qualified people that he works with. We've got a great basketball operation staff, and obviously he's the leader of that staff. He and I have conversations a lot, and I'm impressed with the fact that he has changed from being someone who was an agent representing players, and now all of a sudden he has to put on another hat. And it's been a remarkable transition to watch him grow. I love working with him. I love being around him. I love his vision, but more importantly, I love his passion. And also how he represents our organization. We could not have two people that you would rather put in front of a microphone than Steve Kerr and Bob Myers. They are the best of the best. And I'm thrilled for Bob. I think sometimes when our ownership group looks back, when you hire someone, you always have expectations they're going to be good. And you don't know how it's going to work out. But at the end of the day, we have hired, I think, the best young general manager in basketball, someone who will continue to guide this franchise in the future and will continue to make it great.
You know, early on, he really helped the team hit a grand slam. I'm thinking back to the draft lottery in the spring of 2012, and the Warriors keep the pick, which eventually become Harrison Barnes, Festus Ezeli, and Draymond Green, all being taken. Take me back to 2012, and as you guys all got together and were looking at all the possibilities, could it have turned out better?
Well, you know, it takes good fortune sometimes. It takes real good fortune. But, you know, as I say, I don't think you can ever discount the people who are out watching players all the time. Our scouting staff has done an incredible job. But again, the people that were hired there, which is a great reflection of this organization, have recommended some incredibly good players for us. It's rare that you ever in a draft get one good player. We didn't get one, we got three. I defy anyone to look back in basketball over the last 20 years to see a team that's had better results in the draft. It's a combination of Bob, but more importantly, the togetherness and the goodwill that we have on our scouting staff. They have done a remarkable job themselves. And as you're well aware, in this league, there's a lot of petty jealousies. And these petty jealousies are born out of people being really competitive. And you'll hear people say sometimes, I begged our team to draft this guy, I drafted our team to draft that guy. And I'm talking about the three players that we have. And at the end of the day, they didn't do it. And it worked out to our good fortune. But it's an organizational thing, it's our scouting staff, it's the ability to go into a room and talk about these players and no one disrespecting anyone's opinion. It's a very healthy environment to work with, and Bob sets that tone.
Well, you think about Draymond Green and what he's doing now is arguably one of the most impactful players in all of the league. I mean, he's the heart of so much of what the team's about and his spirit and his energy. He has abilities you can't coach or teach. It seems like he's just a born leader.
When I see Draymond Green, he has one of the most gifted minds that I've ever seen a kid have. He's a warrior. This guy is every night he lays it on the line. He's not afraid of anyone. He loves to play, but more importantly, he loves to compete. One of my favorite players in the league. I love him.
I got to ask you about two more guys that obviously can't be left out. Both All-Stars this past season, won an MVP. We start with Clay. Clay's shooting ability and the way he can just knock down 7, 8 three-pointers in a night and score 36 points in a flash. This guy's deadly.
Well, Clay's different, okay? He's very different. We knew when we traded Monte Ellis that we had a very capable player in Clay Thompson. It was a very easy choice for us to make because we thought he would be an ideal partner for Steph Curry. And looking back, that was probably the most crucial trade that we made to put us on the path that we had last year. Clay's been terrific. He's getting better, and he will get better. But the thing that I think is most crucial for him, he is a perfect partner for Steph Curry. You cannot gang up on Steph as much as teams would if we didn't have a shooter of his capability. But more importantly, his defensive play is very good already, and it's going to get better as he learns more of the players in the league. You can put him on point guard, you can put him on shooting guard, you can play him on small forwards. He's big. And they have a perfect partnership. They do, and it will grow. They will get better together because they like each other. And this is what makes teams. You have to be bold in this league. And without not having the proper players, I don't care who your coach is, you're not going to win. This is a players' league. Look at all these young players that get drafted to come into the league. Today, it takes them 4 or 5 years to get started in playing. In our draft in 2012, those players start playing right away. And it's a testament to Bob, our scouting staff, and that's what has allowed Stephen Curry, for that one trade that was made, we got a rim protector and a really smart basketball player. And Steph has got a to me, a partner for life.
And you've got an MVP player in Stephen who brings something new to his game every single year and also makes his teammates better year after year and does things that just amaze the fans. And the person that he is so incredible. Where does this story go with Stephen?
Well, you know, it's easy to talk about Steph as a basketball player. Sometimes I'd rather talk about him as a person. It's been a real thrill for me to be around someone like him because he's kind of a throwback. If you didn't know that he was a basketball player of the stature that he is, the most valuable player in the league, and will certainly be right in the running again this year, I'm not so sure that you would know that he even played basketball. I've told his parents more than once. I said, you know, I don't know what you did with this kid, but you've been remarkable parents to all of your children. And just being around them is a real pleasure to see. But don't be fooled by that baby face. There's a quiet assassin behind that. He loves to compete. To me, he's the most improved player in the league also. That's hard to believe someone who was the most valuable player a year ago might be the most improved player again this year. But if he's going to get better, and for Warrior fans, 5 or 10 more years of that would be pretty special to watch.
This has been a conversation with Warriors executive board member Jerry West, taped in January of 2016.